World Ocean Radio.
Radio ya Bahari Dunia.
Radio de l'Océan.
La radio océano del mundo.
Champion de l'océan.
Sayansi Bahari.
Solutions to today's ocean issues.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. As we continue to consider the prospect for global water resources, we need first to make a major adjustment to how we measure the water we use, how we value it, and how we allocate it, and to whom, for what purpose. That is a huge undertaking, given the fact that we have fundamentally taken water for granted and used it, while certainly knowing its essential need, with little restriction. Recently, I was visiting a friend at his new small farm in the high desert region of Oregon, in a beautiful, distinctive microclimate, both wet and dry, and bordered by picturesque mountain views. There were flat fields with large watering systems everywhere. At one point, he turned on pumps and began to let water collected in a pond and drawn from wells on his 40 acres flow without purpose into the adjacent river. As a member of the local irrigation association, he was allocated a certain volume annually to use or lose. This water was being deliberately wasted. All agreed this behavior was absurd, and all realized that the historical attitudes and structures for water management in this locale were obsolete and inadequate to the changing circumstance. This problem exists worldwide, suddenly now in places where water supply has seemed secure, but long extant in places distant and poor and dry, where the inhabitants have been living on marginal water for centuries. What is required is a complete overhaul of water inventory and use management in a new green economy. In 2012, the United Nations Environment Program, called UNEP, issued an invaluable report by a Sustainable Water Management Working Group that addressed the need and opportunities for change to water concepts and frameworks, data collection and access, and methodologies for quantifying water use and environmental impacts through such tools as water registers, accounting, scarcity indicators, use assessments, corporate monitoring, and stewardship techniques. The report describes the present situation of a world economy based on a global ecosystem reliant on unrestricted natural capital to provide material imports for production, then consumed, leaving the system to absorb the waste outputs and continue with no consideration of sustainable supply, growing demand, pollution, or enhanced efficiency or conservation as part of the process. If this seems like enormous change, well, it is, and it isn't. In fact, many of these approaches and initiatives exist today in isolation and disconnection. Water management structures may exist in adjacent places, river basins, and neighboring states, sometimes in conflict, sometimes in cooperation. The overarching reality of water scarcity may find a de facto consensus inevitable, and thus integration and continuity management may find its absolute inevitable rationale. In many places, watershed planning is already in place, forcing retrofit and future development to conform to these new standards. Some areas, California in the U.S., for example, have been forced to deal with the sudden, undeniable condition of drought that has revealed their allocation systems to be completely unprepared. Some agricultural users have understood their dependence on water-intensive fertilizers and pesticides, fodder, and feed, and the value of alternatives to reduce the inevitable cost implication of increased water pricing on the profit and loss of their businesses. Some nations have taken dramatic steps in system change. Australia, for example, where meters have been installed to monitor irrigation use. Allocations have been modified to meet entitlement needs seasonally and annually in response to weather conditions. Caps have been placed on individual and regional water use. And a system for water trading has been created to allow a user to consume more only if a matching user to consume an equal amount less is found. A viable water market has emerged. Standardized contracts created and trades executed, driven by the age-old rule of supply and demand. These signs indicate that change in water use management and value, voluntary or by necessity, may not be so impossible after all. This change is coming, like it or not. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is produced by the World Ocean Observatory in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.
Thank you.